The most important day of the year for a college football coach is not the home opener, the big rivalry game, or even a bowl game. It's National Signing Day, which falls on the first Wednesday in February. On signing day, the end zone is not grass or astroturf, but a fax machine tray. Only when a signed national letter of intent from a recruit breaks the plane of that tray does it count. A couple years ago, I got a chance to see the sausage get made up close, and believe me, it ain't pretty. Coaches start by collecting information on more than 1,000 players years in advance. Then they watch hundreds of hours of film and make dozens of trips across the country, from Pasadena to Pahokee, Florida, to meet with hundreds of high school players, their parents, and their coaches. They follow that up with thousands of calls, emails, and text messages, all in the hopes of getting the 25 players they think might help them win a title in a few years. That's all bad enough. But now, thanks to ESPN and the internet, recruiting has become a full-blown season in its own right. It lasts all year, and it's harder on the coaches than the actual football season is. The night before signing day, every coach in the country makes his final round of calls to his recruits, because if a player changes his mind, all the coaches have is air. They're also paranoid about sleeping in. One coach I met set no fewer than 11 alarm clocks, two on the left bedstand, two on the right, and two battery-powered clocks on his bureau in case the power went out, plus three cell phone alarms spread around the house and two more alarm clocks downstairs, all set at five-minute intervals. That's how important this day is to the coaches and how exhausted they are by the time it finally arrives. They drive to the parking lot long before the sun comes up, open a silent building, turn on the heat and the lights on their way to the meeting room, then put ESPNU on the big screen, then drop boxes of donuts and huge bags of McDonald's on the table, plus plenty of coffee for everyone. It ain't healthy. In the six-week run-up to the final signing day, most of them gain between 10 and 20 pounds. You see what this does to us, one told me, and you figure this has got to wear the kids out too. Got to. Bleary-eyed and exhausted from 6 weeks of nonstop, no days off recruiting hell, the coaches settle in, waiting for 17-year-old kids to determine their collective fate. Some of them go so far as to drag desk chairs into the copy room just to babysit the fax machine. Nothing but nothing is left to chance. One of them told me, "This is like game day. It's miserable." And it gets more miserable when a five-star recruit you've courted for years starts his press conference with three baseball caps in front of him, each representing the logo of a football team he's considering. Then he asks a mysterious advisor behind him, some guy you've never seen before, to pick the cap of the school he'll attend. And the mystery man picks some school out west. Years ago, former athletic director Don Canham asked one of his coaches how recruiting was going. The coach said it could be great if he landed the player everyone in the nation wanted. "Well, what are your chances?" Canham asked. "The key is always the mom," the coach said. "And the mom loves Michigan." A few months later, Canham asked the coach if he'd landed that big star. "No," the coach said, with a glint in his eye. "But the mom is coming to Michigan." The year I watched, after every recruit's fax had come in, they celebrated by walking back to their offices to start watching tape of recruits for the next year's class. The interim between recruiting classes had lasted exactly 9 minutes. I don't care what these guys are getting paid. I would never trade.